Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Winner, winner again. Roma, they win away from home 1-0 over Empoli on Sunday evening, marking their sixth unbeaten result away in Serie A, which just in and of itself, Andy, is something mind-blowing to actually... That's why I'm saying it slowly. I want to make sure I say it correctly and properly, because to say those words when there were quite literally children conceived and birthed between Roma's previous victories away from home prior to January, when they did it against Udinese. To be here at this point, I couldn't care less as to who the opponent is, because... Listen, Roma, even at home earlier in the season, weren't beating poor opponents. So we're not going to go nitpicking, but before going down the path and breaking this one down, which if you were only able to catch 27 seconds, you saw enough to see the winning goal, get the final result, you were happy. And all things considered, Andy, when Roma, they do this to us 1-0, and it's, as they say in the UK, one of my favorite phrases is the squeaky bum time. This one was not the case, which is atypical of Roma matches that are decided by only one goal. But again, before getting into that, our patrons, thank you. Patreon.com/RomaPress, at IS Roma Press on YouTube, Facebook, social media. You know where we are by now. Oof. Wow. Again, there were actual human beings conceived and birthed in between Roma's, in between the times Roma won one and then another victory in Serie A away from home, which when you put it into terms like that, Andy, it already seems like a long time. But when you put it into those terms that there were actual human beings, not even as a tadpole, yeah? And now they are walking this earth. That's the way I have to put it into terms, because it just makes it that much more vivid, I guess. This one was one-way traffic, which you can't, again, typically say about a match decided only by one goal. Darversa is going to get sacked, if he hasn't already, but I haven't picked up my phone to check by the time we hit the record button, but he will go. It's another, I believe, the fourth consecutive win away from home. And again, couldn't care less as to who the opponent is or was in the previous ones. But for this one was a bit different in the sense of Empoli were never, ever in this thing. They end with an XG of 0.12. They had one shot on target. They had less than 40% of possession. They created nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Cero. Nothing. They were, by all measures, spectators in this one. They couldn't do anything. They could not do anything. Watching them was abysmal. I mean, they tried their hardest to shithouse and find ways through. Roma conceded nothing, whilst they end with an XG of around 2. You have Sule with a superb finish. And this is the recipe. And I could go on and on and on, because the things we're going to say tonight are things we've said in previous weeks. But look at the amount of turnover today. Look at the turnover and look at the performances. Andy, that back three tonight, Nelson, Hummels, Indica, flawless. All three were flawless. And in my post-match reaction podcast for the patrons, I said, just think about what we saw today. Yes, I know it's a 1-0 victory over Empoli in Toscana, and it's not that, it doesn't jump off the page to you in terms of result or even in terms of importance of the match itself or the quality of the opponent. But I compare tonight and I look at some of the games earlier in the season, and I think to myself, these are the same guys who had trouble against Venezia at home, Bologna at home, needing a penalty to beat Torino at home. And you compare that to now, frankly, beyond the fourth consecutive victory, I'm more excited by the fact that it was 1-0. The corto muso. And it wasn't one of those 1-0s that we typically saw under Jose Mourinho, where it was nothing but squeaky bum time the entire time. Your ass is clenched. You can't get up from your seat. You might, you know, your cardiologist might need to be called if you do. This one was so comfortable, so straightforward, that there was never a moment in this entire game from 0 to 90 where I thought Roma were not going to leave with all 3 points, which is not something you can say very often about Roma.
Well, it's this is the first time that we've won five consecutive games in Serie A since 2017. Yes. So let that sink in. It's been 8 years that we've had this kind of run. This is, you know, this is what happens when the team is confident, and the reason why we are here praising time and time again the fact that we are able to get these results without the main guys, without Paulo Dybala having to have a heart attack on a Sunday evening in Tuscany, without needing all the top guys, Dovbyk from the start, the fact that we can give Angelino a bit of room to relax, the fact that we can give guys like Saúd a chance to play, Mancini with his suspension can rest easy because we got Victor Nelson, we got Mats Hummels. So that's why we are in this position, is because we are listing all these players, because we go through these names and we realize that time and time again, the strength is in numbers. I will never get tired of this, because I associated with the best period as a Warrior fan is when we had that motto as our motto, strength in numbers. And it's true. It's absolutely true. That was true for the Warriors team that won the first championship, because we had guys that stretched the bench. You could count on Festus Sizili and Mo Spates and Leandro Barbosa and Sean Livingston, all those guys pulling through. I'm not saying that the Roma are championship caliber, but you notice the difference when the team, first of all, is fit, the team has quality, and the team has exactly depth. The variety of options that allow someone like Claudio Ranieri, an experienced seasoned manager who knows that in order for the team to perform and for the team to gain confidence while starting out in a place of no confidence at all, is to put the players in the positions where they are most likely to succeed. It's not a complicated concept, but unlike, say, Daniele De Rossi or Ivan Juric to start the season with, who were perhaps overcomplicating their own lives, thinking up all kinds of ways to have these guys perform at the peak of their powers while also respecting the manager's wishes. Well, Claudio Ranieri knows that there is one wish. There is one thing that he asks of them. He highlights time and time again in interviews, to give everything. That's all. For the remainder of the thing, he even said it in the previous pre-match conference. He said, you know, everybody else has to run and fight. Paulo Dybala should be having fun. That's the number one rule. And we've stuck to that rule. So really, there is, when you watch this Roma play, you get a sense of the amount of work and the amount of effort that goes in each and every single match. You don't really see patterns, passing patterns and schemes and just over an overall strategy of how this team plays a recognizable brand of football. No, what you recognize is the palpable spirit of the whole team working together, regardless of who's on the pitch, regardless if it's Anas Salahedin, who's getting his, second match for Roma, third match, whatever it is. Saúd, out of nowhere, makes his first start since God knows when. Doesn't matter. Everybody's responding present. That's the thing that is most thrilling about this run. It's not even the results themselves, in my opinion. It's how they come about. They come about through sacrifice, through effort, things that were not necessarily there when we were doing so bad to start the season off. Because perhaps we focused on so many other things that we did not realize that sometimes it's the simple things that make the biggest difference. And that is something that clearly Ranieri got as soon as he came here. He saw that there was too much panic, too much fear in order to start professing and instilling his own strategy, his own tactics, whatever. No, he understood that first you got to get these guys play again, to feel excited about playing, because that is what they had forgotten all about. is to have fun being a team. Right now, Roma, no matter if they play in Europe on the highest stage or if they play at the Castellani, they play as a team. They have fun doing it.
Well, you're getting me fired up because, as we know, my Cavs are tearing it up this season. And you're bringing me back to that first championship because having to watch Matthew Dellavedova start for the Cavs in the NBA Finals. But I don't want to go down that path because then we go down to a
Timofey Mozgov.
Well, yeah, that and
Kelly
Olynyk ripping Kevin Love's shoulder out of its socket. Sure. But anyway, before we go down, or before we get down that rabbit hole, so to speak, you hit the nail on the head. And this thing with Ranieri is really curious because Roma, for the most part, they have been keeping a lid. Again, they will leak, they'll trickle something out every now and again. But as far as this whole managerial search thing, it has been quite tight-lipped. One of the things they are very adamant on is it's going to be someone who has managed in Serie A before and has this veteran or this sort of old-timer ilk to him, which, I mean, beyond Ancelotti, Gasperini, Allegri, names we have all heard, I would say Ranieri fits that mold quite good. And with some of the names we have seen linked to the post, which no offense to any of those names, beyond Ancelotti, who I fail to understand what the motivation would be, simply other than that sort of last challenge before you sail off into the sunset and retire, I fail to understand or comprehend why he would leave Real Madrid, especially the way they are going now. I mean, they're on fire. They look superb. And Allegri, don't want to go down that path too often because I know the feelings of him are strong on both ends. People either love the guy or hate the guy. Gasperini, not even going to touch that one because then it goes down to the jokes and innuendo about gear. So, of course, I don't want to touch that one. So, Ranieri, I just come out on this, Andy, where I think to myself, okay, you brought this guy in and he has, righting the ship would not be doing it justice. He has instilled confidence, character, mentality. I look at somebody like Gianluca Mancini. Earlier in the season, we had our patrons who were prepared. And in fact, there are a few of them. I wouldn't even put it past them to actually carry this out. Go to his flat, pack his things while he's at training, and just to ensure he wouldn't be home. And physically after training, lump him into the car, drive him to Fiumicino and to see him off to any other team in Serie A. That's how fed up so many people were with him earlier in the season. And you looked at how he's performed lately, and he's been fantastic. You can find examples like that all over this team. Guys who in the exact same season where you think to yourself, oh, horrible. How, can he go too? And then him, almost where you're playing Fanta in your head with 80% of the squad. To now you find yourself thinking, wow, why did I ever even consider wanting to get rid of that guy? And you can, again, find examples.
It's like when De Rossi came in last season, right? I mean, all of a sudden we reevaluated the entire career of Leandro Paredes. And you were the first one to admit you put your head in the sand like an ostrich in shame while everybody started pelting vegetables at you because all of a sudden it came out that, hey, you know what? Paredes can be a good player as well in another manager's hands. And I think the same thing with Ranieri. I am his biggest fan. You know, I grew up as a Roma fan with Ranieri on the bench. I would not do this to him to start having conversations about keeping him for another season because the man deserves to retire. He deserves to be at home with his wife. He deserves to to eat some pasta con fagioli. He's, you know, he deserves to watch Don Matteo at 9 o'clock, you know, before going to bed at 9:45. He deserves all of that. And he's been immense by coming in November with the weight of the world on his shoulders. No matter what happens for the rest of the season, John, I want to be very, very clear. I'm not, these statements are, they do not come with an if, you know, if we get top four, if we do this, if we do that. No, I am immensely grateful. I said it even from the start, when he was appointed, I said it that whatever happens, I am super grateful because once again, he responds, I'm here, and we get to see him once again being Roma manager. This team will need someone else, and Ranieri will be the first one to agree with that. But he really shows you the basics. With Ranieri, you get the basics. You understand that, you know, as twisted as Massimiliano Allegri is as an individual, he is right in the sense that not only are there categorie, but there is also the cortomuso, and it all is basic. Football is basic in the sense that really when you have a team that is a shell of itself and where you have guys, I mean, John, we've spent all summer long saying, wow, Dovbyk, look at Kone. Wow, these are brilliant signings. Mats Hummels on a free. God, everybody wanted him. Well, that excitement was sucked out of this team right away, but the quality was there. The quality was there. Ranieri just went on the air and said that I knew as soon as we played Tottenham, I knew that the team is there, the quality is there, so I got to work with that. And I'm privileged to work with that. So I don't understand all these. And mind you, this is my grande polemica. You know, this is, I'm going to, because maybe this went, you know, under the radar for a lot of people. But Francesco Totti recently gave out an interview where he basically once again took a big fat dump on the team. No matter how you twist that, it's a big fat dump. It's just like, oh, the Roma don't have quality. They're not better than a lot of other teams in Serie A. There's six other teams that are much better than Roma. And I'm like, really? Because I will look at the roster of Fiorentina. I will look at the roster of Bologna. I will look at the roster of Lazio. All teams that have been either are right now or have been above Roma at some point this season. They're not better than Roma. What the hell are we talking about? This is a team that was waiting for someone to just come in, plug the holes, put a Band-Aid on, and keep the show going. That's what Ranieri has been doing. He did not reinvent the wheel. Tonight, we don't win because, hey, Roma come up with an amazing plan to beat Empoli, a team that has struggled all season long, mind you, okay? But tonight, we come in, we do our job, and we get to go home happy, right? It's not even 9 o'clock in the evening. The players can go take the bus. They go back to Rome. They love it. They're going to have pasta gricia for dinner right before midnight, and tomorrow, fresh start at Trigoria. Why? Because they did the simple things right.
For those who have no idea about Italian television, if you were just to explain like the plot of Da Matteo, it's a priest working with detectives and they would look at you like you were nuts. So there's that. And then B, it's funny you mentioned it because I did the radio interview for a small radio in the UK. And I said, because they asked me the same thing. And I said, even asking and posing the question about Ranieri is unfair to him because it puts him in a position where he has to say no or yes and has to give a concrete answer. And that's such an unfair position to put that guy in because, as you just said, he deserves to see himself off in any manner and time that he wants, and sort of lumping our hopes or putting the pressure onto him, I think is completely unfair because that is something we have seen over the previous week where it becomes, well, should we? Shouldn't we? Could they? Well, you know, could. I mean, Andy, if you are Dan Friedkin how do you go to Claudio Ranieri, who has essentially, you were the Titanic. And when it's split into two, instead of being the guy in the movie that falls right in between that crack, okay, they are able to turn into a Kate Winslet, find a floating a fireplace, hop onto it, and float yourself to safety, essentially. That's what he's done. And that question, posing it to him, saying, hey, do you want to stay? Do you want to continue? It would almost be as if you're throwing a bowling balls to him and trying to, like, knocking him off of that fireplace after he just saved your ass. That is quite literally the very vivid and nonsensical metaphor that comes to my mind, because he doesn't need to be put in that position. And I think you are absolutely right when it comes to at least this installment of AS Roma. He didn't come here to reinvent the wheel. He didn't come here to be De Zerbi, to be Pep. He came here and did very, 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 very straightforward, simple things tactically. And he got the players to get in a much better mood and realize, oh, you know, this doesn't have to be so hard. You know, we don't have to do this to ourselves. We don't have to make this a nightmare every weekend. We are good. Holy shit, who would have thought? That is something that I think is at least, obviously, to a limited extent, but it at least goes to show you, as you said, it really didn't take much, which I suppose says a lot about De Rossi, Juric. But I think what he's showing is at least there's a lot of quality here. There's a lot of talent here. And it doesn't take some tactical genius or millions and millions and millions upon millions of euros in the transfer market to get good results and good performances.
Well, that is what Dan Friedkin brought him in for. Is he needed a calm presence. He needed a figure that was recognized by the fans, but he also needed a coach that was able to do the unthinkable with Leicester, and he was able to do the unthinkable with Leicester for one reason, was that he got those guys to believe they could do the unthinkable, okay? I am not comparing Roma to that Leicester side. I am not comparing those objectives with Roma's objectives. I'm not, but what Ranieri became known for over time was that he was the guy who could work with players as humans, not like cattle, not based off their statistics. He wasn't interested in that. He was interested in, can you fight for me? And will you help me get us to a good place? Because we're in a bad place. We are, say, in the championship. We are bottom of the league. We are conceding goals left and right. What do we do? Can you help me figure this out? That's the beautiful thing about Ranieri. He's never been arrogant. He's never come in with this great air of the great man who does you a favor, you know? Because, God, I hate someone like Antonio Conte comes into that Napoli side and starts talking as if he's inherited Cremonese, you know? I hate that kind of thing where clearly it's not as bad as you're making it out to be. You have the quality, but yet you feel compelled to paint yourself as this big underdog, and you're almost making it seem like you're doing not only the team but everybody around the team a favor by just being there. Oh my God, you know, they've asked me to be in this difficult position. Last year, we were 10th. Shut up, man. Just shut up. Do your job. That's what Ranieri has been doing. He was able to read the moment. That's what Dan Friedkin needed. Someone to read the room. Someone to read the situation that the team was in. And then get those guys playing again. So regardless of what happens right now, because, you know, we are looking at a schedule that that is not going to get any easier. You know, this has been a tremendous run that has coincided as well with a very accessible schedule. Let's face it. That's what we said before any of these games started, was this is the moment where we have to get these points. And John, I will ask you to look up this recent schedule and start calling out exactly the last five games in Serie A that Roma got the win. I would like to for you to name those teams and then to look at what's going to happen next, because we went through an unbelievable run right now that has put us in a good position. Still not in the position that we want it to be, but in a good position. And yet it's not over. It's not over, and there's going to be more, and it's going to get difficult.
Yes. Now, they still have to face Cagliari, and then they go away to Lecce, and then they have Juve at home, and then the derby, and then at home to Verona. That takes us to the 20th of April. Let's go to right. Thursday, though. Return leg. You have the 2-1 advantage going into it. Now, again, you are going into a very, very, very hostile, very difficult environment. You have a very particular Athletic side that they are difficult to get an understanding of. I forget who it was that said it in the pre-match. I think it might have been Cristante. They do not play like the typical Spanish team. They play a very different, again, a very particular style. Roma, I hate to say, you have to turn back the clock, so to speak, and do the things that you were able to achieve under Jose Mourinho, where you go and you just buckle up and you bend and you bend and you bend, but you don't break defensively. You try to exploit the goal-scoring opportunities when they arrive, but you go there with the mindset of, we will defend this lead. We are not going to get over-anxious in attack. We do not want to get caught out in our positioning when we're off the ball. We don't want to leave ourselves vulnerable. I hate saying that is the approach you have to take, because it almost seems like a reactive sort of approach, which to some extent it is. But I think that is something they're going to have to do. I am expecting a similar approach to turning back the clock and playing your cards, seeing what happens. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's buckle up. It's buckle up, get ready. Get ready to fight on every ball. Get ready to hold off the opponent. Get ready for the worst kind of atmosphere for a guest team. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's really about being ready not to be intimidated. Being ready to fight in a place that will do everything it can to distract you, to hurt you mentally. And you can't afford to do that. You cannot afford to miss a beat. You cannot afford to even slip up once. Never mind twice. Because really, this is we know how it is, because we've seen it happen when Roma have hosted somebody in the return leg, and you could see that the opponent would tense up, and then anything they did, Roma would just tear them apart. And they would just keep on pushing and pummeling them until they got what they wanted. You cannot, if you're Roma going at the San Mamés, you cannot allow the audience into the match. Somehow you have to create a bubble around yourself because otherwise you're lost. Otherwise you're lost, because you see that Athletic will have all the energy, all the motivation. Listen, they're trailing 2-1, okay? It's not a big difference. One goal and the whole match is turned around, okay? That's all they need. Athletic just need one goal and the match can flip like that. So I'm not going to say I'm super confident. I'm going to say I'm fairly confident in the fact that Roma will know how to react to this setting, to this energy, to this atmosphere. Given what the stakes are, given what the stakes have been in the past. That's the thing, is is you always have to tell yourself, we've been through it. We know what we're in for. We've been through it a lot and we've managed. Okay. So that's, it's all mental. I don't think that here it's even a question of physical. I don't think it's even a question of who's available, who's resting, who's not resting, who's ready, who's still banked up. No, this is a purely mental match that Roma must win. They have to go in there, and I'm not going to say shit house, but they just need to hold off Athletic while also being aggressive themselves, because the hosts will try to kill you physically, and you have to respond. You cannot let yourself be pushed around. That's the that if you do that, then you lose. So you cannot be a pushover.
I couldn't agree more. It's as simple as that. That is when we will return. We will be back later in the week after the return leg in Spain. Fingers crossed that we are celebrating once again. So until next time, everyone. Ciao.
Ciao.